Wow. Wow, guys. It's New Year's Eve. Wow. We've made it this far. We've made it this far into, what, 2020? One of the worst years in my books. Let me stop. It was one of the best years in my books. Even though we went through so much this year, I'm just so thankful that we got through it together. We got through it. Let's hear it. We got through it. We got through it. We got through it. Wow. We did get through it. We did, yo. It's the 31st. Wow. We did that. We did that. Today is Thursday, December 31st. It's the last day of the year. We did that. We made it to the last day of the year, guys. What? We did that. We did that. We did that. Yeah. Yo. Wow. I can't believe it. I know that last episode, guys, was such a doozy. But it was just, you know, a little episode that I just felt like needed to be reiterated. That if you guys are going through anything and just need somebody to talk to, remember that there are people available. Help is available. And you can speak with a counselor today. The number is 1-800-273-8255. Once again, that's 1-800-273-8255. And if you're not up for talking, you can always chat with them on their website, which is suicidepreventionlifeline.org. For more information, go there. Thank you. And let's get into the show. But before we do, here's a message from our sponsors. Hello. How are you? I literally just drank carrot juice. And it's not as bad as I thought it would be. Really didn't think it was going to be that good. But it's really good. So, in this episode, I want to share some stories, some poems, just something on this last day of the year. Leave you with a parting gift. Here is "Time is Running Down." All the time we wasted, it is more than I can bear. I saw you there with those wishful eyes, staring down at her. Didn't you know? Didn't you see? How cruel you and I can be. But you never expected anything at all, did you? Dreadful feelings go up and down these walls,
Oh, can you stop making yourself so known? All the time we had was us just sitting on our phones, making all the good days pass. When I never got to say, I love you. I fell for those deceitful eyes. You know you always made me cry. Oh, and now you know that your time is running down. I can't believe that now is the time we have to bow. We don't have the time in our hands. But I just wanted you to know before all is said and done, written down on stone, that I've always loved you so. The people go run and hide when your name comes passing by. Circles of protection chime, and I don't have time to cry. I just want to be in your arms just one more time. I love you. I needed you. And I wanted you. But you don't feel the same. And I can't feel the same. All I do is feel more pain. And all you do is stand there and laugh. Laugh at all the times we used to have. Any time in those days, I would have told you I would stay, but I never knew you'd be the one to leave me behind. I thought that I'd be with you for the rest of my life. I never knew. Oh, how I never knew. I never, ever knew what we could have been. The possibilities are endless. And now, all I can say is the time that we had is ending. We're getting closer and closer to the end of us. If only we could have stayed forever. If our love was so pure, we could have been more. I took the fall. And you blamed it all on your one true admirer. But it's not gonna happen again. Anytime. 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 soon. If you could feel the pain, you would be so ashamed. How I treated you was better than how I treated myself. And every time I said I love you, you spat in my face as if you were spitting on my heart. When I said I needed you, you said I don't want you. I whispered to myself, I want you. But you don't feel the same. How can it be this way? The clock is running down. My time's about to come now. I never knew that love had blinded me to the hate you had for me. I let you treat me like I was nothing when I always loved you. And I hope that when you listen to these words, you see I loved you. I guess it wasn't the same for you and me. Two different souls, two different paths, one of good and one of evil. You picked yours and I picked mine. We went our separate ways in the nick of time. And that was The Time Is Running Down, a story about two lovers that were opposite from each other. One loved the other so much, but the other one just took it for granted. Beautiful story. Beautiful story. Beautiful story. Wow. Wow. I didn't even know I wrote that. Wow, that was cute. That was cute. Oh my gosh, that was so cute. This one is called The Friends. I'm gonna block out the names since, you know, these are about some friends. This is the sonnet to all of the fans who gave me this plan. Now here is how the story shall go. As we lay our scene in the fair New York City, from ancient love break new festivities, where friendly war makes friendly love unclean. In the path, two lovers shall meet, whose misadventured piteous arguments doth with their pride bury the past strife. The fearful lines that end up on sight, the continuance of their parents' hate, who are they to blame? Shall they blame themselves for being such a way? In which Shakespeare had said, the which, if you with patient ears attend, what here shall miss, our toil shall strive to mend. You may be sleeping at this time, but I hope that it is not a crime for me to express what I am feeling. because I know that you are dealing with a lot. It has you smoking, drinking, has you helpless. I'm praying that you don't get caught up in anything. I left you on a line, but then I severed our ties, left me to my own demise, only there for moments time. Did you really believe me? I hope you can find it. Wanted to be there, but I couldn't. Would beat up myself on the daily. I had you on my mind, praying on my knees for you to get better, to find yourself. I had to lose you to find me. I found myself. Time healed those wounds, flesh had torn open, and now they're closed, and for that I say, this chapter of you and me is over. And it was goodbye. Oh, goodbye. For us. You made my wounds melt. Melt into the wounds of next time. I hated you and you loved me. Making my heart bend, but it hurts. From a faraway land, I confessed my love for you. But I killed my own self. I blurred my own eyes and ended it. Until the next time I see you, I will cry my tears of pain. Where were you? When I was down, when you said to me that you wanted to see me die in a grave 6 feet under, you may say. All that hate, anger, and pain, you wished me death. I wanted to see the same for you. Didn't you see me on the roadside, and all you did was pass me by? Accepted me only in private, only in private, but let others trample me to the ground with words of hate, of pain, of malice. How could you be so cruel to the one person who really loved you, cared for you, wanted the best for you? I hope that you can find yourself, find love once again. I wish you a farewell. You asked me, are you okay? I'm always going to be there for you. When you said that, I believed you. Now I can't even believe you anymore. Your words mean nothing to me. You fed me all used my emotions. To manipulate me to believe that you were the best for me. You weaponized everything that I told you. To kill me. And for that, I say, I'm done with you. Intense. Feelings of great and intense moments. It's good to write about your emotions, about how you're feeling, because you get a great sense of yourself. You get a great sense of how you're doing at that moment. And you can look back at it and be like, wow, look at how far I've made it. Look at how far I've gone from where I was before. You made it to the other side. The Life Once Told. This is one of my favorite ones, to be honest. Okay, here we are. Before the story, they don't listen. They never do. I pray for them all, but they never see me. I never want them near me anymore. Cry myself to sleep, but my eyes never close. There can only be so much shame to bring out the pain of 1,000 years. I wanted you to show yourself mighty and true, but you stabbed my heart out, made it quake and bleed. Another conquest done. Love had no part in this. Stringed up in all your lies. But time will tell it all. Fires will burn all your calls. You were my snakes and scorpions. Now I tell you, it's your time to be crushed, shaken up, broken. Love never had a say. I took the risk, and for that I say, I am not normal, but your worst nightmare. And wow. Marco. I'm sorry. Marco, calm down. Shh. Marco. Marco. Marco, Marco. Shh.
calm down.
Sorry, guys. That was The Life Once Told. It's another book that I'm currently writing. And wow, that is the first poem that was put in that book. The rest of the book is mostly, you know, just about just life in general, about taking the risk that I took, the risk that brought me shame and pain and all of that, and how I overcome it. Because everybody's story starts with a downfall. It starts out nice, pretty, but then there is that downfall that's there to make you stronger, so that in the end, you come out on top. It may feel like you're stuck in that mess right now, but guess what? You are going to end up on top. You are going to end up where you want to be, where you see yourself. Remember, your words have power. What you say affects you, and what you do affects others. Remember to always do everything with kindness. A little excerpt from my poem, Recovery. Remember that you are special. You are loved. You are amazing. You keep being you. You keep loving yourself because you are you are lovable. Peace and blessings, all. And so much hugs, because it is almost January 1st, 2021. Thank you for listening, and have a happy new year.